True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Just
made popped
up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another great mate debate. Oh, I have to play a song. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Sorry.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. Mm. Scott and Christine. They are disagreeing about a medical procedure.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
So they've come to the doctor.
Yes. Christine looks like she won the toss. Christine?
Yay.
Yay. What procedure? What's going on? What do we need to get done?
Maybe a few things. we've been married a while and we have three kids and we're not going to have any more. Okay. And I just kind of want to get,
all the boobs and the
tucks here and there.
Oh,
you know,
a little,
do they still call that the mommy makeover or no?
Ooh, I hope.
Yeah,
I think so.
They do.
It just feels so well. Aaron said, I think so. And you looked right at me. That was weird. it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, because it's just when you have babies,
I know,
like, it just
things move around.
Move around a lot.
I'm all cool with the procedures. I just hate the term mommy makeover.
Okay. What would you like? Motherhood. Okay. Okay, so
I'll work on it.
And do you, Christine, know how much that is? Does anybody in the
mommy
room?
Mommy restoration, postpartum plastic surgery.
How much is it? It's probably $15,000-$20,000 or more.
Oh, yeah, more.
More?
Yeah, it's a little more now, like 30, yeah.
Ooh. It's expensive.
$30,000?
Boobs alone is like 10.
What?
Yeah, I would say up to 45,000.
Minimum,
depending on everything you're getting.
And your husband isn't into, well, we're going to get his side, but you just feel like now that you're done pushing out puppies, I don't know
how having children, gracing the earth with more people.
Great. Mm. I'm sorry, but
pushing
it's like.
Pushing out puppies?
I don't, but you just feel like, don't you think that's an extraordinary amount of money?
It is, yeah. And I think I've given like an extraordinary amount of myself and sacrificed my body to bring our three kids here. And you know what? I'm ready to feel better about my body. A lot of my friends have done this and they feel and look great and they're so empowered in this new chapter. And I'm
wow, that's gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get
it's for
him.
Me.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah. Scott, are you there?
Yes.
Why don't you want your wife to feel empowered in this new chapter? Like, dude, her words right there are kryptonite. There is
look,
no can defend.
That I decided overnight. I've been thinking about it a while.
I know, but it's just so hard.
I do have a question for Scott.
Okay.
You haven't even spoken yet, but are you at all worried about the actual like going under part of this? Because I have a friend who wants to do some of this and her husband's really nervous about
her dying in the procedure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I am incredibly worried about that, as I know someone who that has happened to. And also, too, I just feel like it's a real slippery slope. And she's not the only one who, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to say she has not sacrificed. Obviously, any woman who gives birth to a child gives a tremendous sacrifice.
Three children.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, wow. And she's I totally get that. Yes. However, like, you know, I am not happy with the way I look. I've also gained like about 30, 40 pounds since, you know, we started having kids. And I just feel like there's more natural ways to go about it. And I love her body. I
you cannot compare
amazing.
That.
I can't.
I appreciate that he's attempting to be empathetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, buddy, your wife had no choice.
I'm just saying, like, the energy on this side of the room and coming from Christine, I don't even want to talk during this great meeting.
It's probably best you don't.
We're talking $45,000, guys. I mean, this is like...
It is a lot.
I mean, this and is a luxury car.
How do you feel about... I'm just going to ask the one really quick question. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about fake boobs, Scott?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, Scott, you go ahead and answer.
No, I'm... Okay,
I personally don't care. For me personally, care. Like... I mean, like, have I seen a pair of fake breasts and been like, wow, that's hot? Yes. Have I dated and been with women who were completely flat-chested and also been completely turned on? 100%.
His opinion does not matter.
Yes, it does.
Well, I think it does when we're a family and we're supposed to be making decisions together and we're sharing the financial burden of this together. Again.
Okay, wait. Just let me get the phone number in here because... I just need to say something to calm everybody down and get everybody to stop talking because I am shook.
My hands are very sweaty.
This is difficult because I don't feel like I can voice an opinion without Erica throwing something at me. Mm-hmm. But okay, 303-222-5423. If you don't like,
but
if your fiance, when he started paring his beard down, you're like, whoa, what's going on? And I said to you one day, what if he shaves his beard off before the wedding? You're like, oh, no, that's not happening. Sounds like you shouldn't have a say on that, Erica.
Okay. And I've never asked him to not do something or do something. But I just think when you don't understand. I don't even understand because I'm not a mom yet, but I have sisters.
Yeah.
When your body changes in that way, you're like, what the heck happened?
It's not just gaining weight, losing weight. It's your body is stretching
and changing.
Yeah.
So
I think you're like comparing it to a beard is insane.
I have stretch marks that I did not have before 3 kids ago. So I'm getting stretched.
Oh my God. It's still different though.
He's a wonderful husband.
Feed them and go through labor.
But it is, it's a lot of money. Like, I mean, it's basically a car. It's like, do we need this extra car? Like, that's a lot.
Yes.
Not even just a car, like a luxury car.
Yeah, but having a car versus having confidence in what you look like is different.
It's not guaranteed confidence.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's fair.
They botch procedures.
I also
want to
just, want to say that, first of all, Scott's a wonderful husband.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we love Scott. It's fine.
Scott's great.
Because I don't know what's going to come in here. And I just want to say that, we obviously disagree on things, and we're still fine. But I also want to say that, like, I got a great raise a few years ago. And in the process of receiving that, I have saved quite a bit of money that is not hang on. I have put aside quite a bit of money, enough for this.
I'm sorry.
For a few years that I have been saving and have gotten.
You got a raise and didn't tell your husband?
This several years ago?
He knew I had a raise. I've just been putting, and I haven't been putting all of it aside. I'm just saying I have been, you know, you do that for things that you want. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, she knew what she was going to want for her body, and so she...
We do all of our budgets based on how much we're making, and you're telling me for several years now. You've been making like a lot more money ago. And you've just been stashing it. So for the last 2 years.
No, that's not what I said.
That's kind of.
I've been saving some of it.
Do you have. You're not saying you have the full amount. You have some of it or most of it? Or how much?
No, I have most of it. I have most of it. Yeah.
She's hiding.
She's not. She was budgeting.
She's not what, Erica? Finish the sentence.
She is technically hiding it, but she was budgeting for something.
You're so on your team, you can't even stop.
Don't you think if men went through this, if men had to go through being pregnant, going through labor, all these things, they would then come out of it and be like, I really want my abs back, or I really want whatever. And they
and
would find
would
a way.
You would crucify us if we hid money
really
from you.
Do you think that if I was hiding money for you from the last 2 years, that you wouldn't be pissed off right now?
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't be happy, but I would at least listen to you and why you felt that you needed this. I wouldn't like. I just feel attacked, and it's just interesting. I'm not mad. I understand. Like,
we're not
surprise,
mad.
But again, it is my. It's my body, babe. Okay? And you can't compare that to a beard trim or
okay.
a beard shape. Like, and I'm just not, I'm really not like going to debate it because I don't expect anyone who has had kids to understand. And I'm not going to put that on you. I'm not going to make
you. You don't think you could just take $10,000 and go to the gym like everyone else
oh
does?
Oh boy, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You're sorry for a second. Don't ruin it.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same. Can we have a moment? Like everyone, let's everyone take a step. Hang on, don't move.
I appreciate that she budgeted for it, but he should have absolutely done.
Okay. You kind of saved it. At
you're,
the end.
But you're.
Cheating's a weird word, though. It sounds like
hiding money. And if this money wasn't for that, then what? Then what? If he had just agreed,
I appreciate that she budgeted for it because it is very expensive. That is something that you have to prepare for. You shouldn't get a loan to do it.
Well, let's say she brings this up.
He should absolutely have known.
She brings this up, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, babe, go get it." Then what's that money for now? What's that money for?
Then she'd probably do vacations and stuff with it. With the
probably.
Family. How are we to know? I'm not Christine. But
you were sure speaking for her for a very long time there.
It's. Interesting. She got a raise. It's not like she changed jobs. She just was like, I know I really want this. Yes, it should have been a group decision. But say I was gifted money. Do I have to share it now with my future husband?
Yes.
Yeah. Or?
If you're in a happy, trusting, loving relationship.
I am shook. Because this was going to be about her body, her choice kind of thing.
Right, which it is.
It
and she made the
but
choice
there's another
to make sure she could afford it.
Well, I knew when you were having kids that you wouldn't want to have relations as much, so I saved this girl over to the
That's
side.
Different.
I budgeted. For what I knew I would want in the future. Right?
I am being facetious, but that's wild what she did.
It's not ideal.
That's so close to truthful, I don't even know what to do with it. 303-222-5423.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
I'm a terrible person, and they're gone. Christine and...
Scott.
Christine and Scott were on the phone.
Right.
I am sorry. I am so frazzled. This Great Mate Debate is out of control, and neither one of the people are coming back on the air.
Yeah, Scott, no way he was coming back, and I think Christine went after him. Yeah.
She wants a mommy makeover. So the initial Great Mate Debate that we were doing is whether or not they should get that. She's like, I provided you with three kids.
Right.
I wrecked my body as part of the sacrifice. So I would like this to get my confidence back. She made such a great empowered speech at the beginning that I declared a winner right then. I was like,
right.
Bro, that's kryptonite. Like, you can't win. We circled back at one point to say, but it is a lot of money.
She was talking upwards, like maybe up to $45,000. Like
Aaron GPT said 45 grand.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron GPT.
And then she's like, well, don't worry about the money. I got a raise a few years ago. I've been putting money away.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't know about the raise. He didn't know about the account. He didn't.
So it's tough to sell your argument of, we're a team. Let's do this for me because I did this for you. And oh, and by the way, we're not a team when it comes to me telling you what's going on financially.
And now that I've had a moment to breathe,
yeah,
it's a little worrisome that she felt she needed to do that.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
I will say I've hidden money sort of before, but I did it because I had an agency fee that I had to pay, and I just didn't like seeing it. But I discussed it with my
wife. You hid it from yourself too.
Yes, that was all I was trying to hide it from. I was like, I don't like getting this money and then having to give it away. Because when I have money, guess what I do with it?
You spend it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it was kind of smart of her to do it, but she should have sat him down and said, at some point, I'm probably going to want this thing.
Or
yeah,
did she know he'd be like, no, I deserve
money. That still doesn't give you an excuse to go underground. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to have a three-way. I know you're going to say no, so I just got two other women.
But it's not that. It's not infidelity.
It's still financial infidelity. That is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like financial control.
Just like he said, they're sitting there doing the budgets and they're looking at each other in the eyes and going, well, this is what we have. And she's going, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's not what you have. She's got an extra 45 grand sitting in the bank.
That feels like cheating.
Okay. I just want to say one more thing. She had to go open an account.
Right.
Set up a direct deposit with her. Like this, it wasn't like money, like, oh, I got a raise. Just put it where? She had to get an account under just her name. She did some shady crap.
And no one's denying that.
I think the argument's over.
No.
Personally, it's like, I get it. She still wants a mommy makeover, but like.
So now the money just goes to him after everything she did?
You know what?
Half of it. And now she has to start at half and re-get the money. And then
it's their money. It's not his or her. It should be theirs for whatever they need. Maybe they need their roof replaced. Maybe they need a new car, like for the family.
Yes. Karen?
Yay.
I'd say whose side are you on? But I don't think there are sides anymore. I think it's just.
No, I'm definitely on his side. This is crazy. She's probably a nice woman. But how about, my first point is men to girls, to the girls on the show and everything, but I'm so over women saying what a big ordeal this is for us to have kids. We choose to have kids. I wouldn't have given up that feeling of being pregnant and connected to my children, to my husband or anybody. It is a total privilege.
Well,
and for everybody to go around saying, oh, I did this big sacrifice for everybody. It's not a sacrifice. It's a privilege. On the other hand,
it's different for everyone, Karen.
Okay. Well, what if dad came up and all of a sudden and, you know, they've had their three kids now, they're the weight they are. Everybody gains weight after being married and stuff. What if he comes up and says, hey, I didn't tell you, but I've got $45,000 in a secret bank account. I'm going to go in and get a tummy tuck. I'm going to go in and I'm going to make myself attractive and feeling good. And, you know, but I didn't tell you, but I've wanted this for a long time. I've wanted this ever since we got married, and I've been saving for it. You guys would be
Erica,
outraged.
I need you to be honest. You would, like, you're on outraged. Her side, and I respect you being on her side. You would be mad if,
oh my God,
because there is just a veil of deception that even if it was for something good, it's still.
If it was for anything. And like she said, would if I got money, if it was a gift of money, yes, you have to share that with your husband.
Yes.
I don't know.
If he did that, it would be such a betrayal.
I think the concerning thing to me would be you didn't feel comfortable coming to me and saying you feel insecure and that you want to do something. I think that's where I, Erica, would have more of an issue.
I feel bad, but I don't think you feel that way. I think this is just a jump on the woman's side. I'm going to go women 100% all the way. It doesn't even really matter what it is because it is so obvious how people would feel if their spouses, either side,
a
secret 45.
My God, do you know how long it would take me to hide $45,000? Holy
crap. For the record, we have all said not a good choice on her end. Yeah. We're not on her side for that.
If this was the man, we would be saying, pack your bags and get out.
Yes. If a man deceived a woman in that way, this wouldn't be.
Or a tummy tuck? I don't think so.
My concern here is that, Karen, your experience is not everyone's experience. You're like, what a privilege. It is a privilege, but that doesn't mean that Christine doesn't feel like herself now.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean you blame the guy for one
thing. She's not blaming the guy.
Okay, she's hiding money, and she's saying my body, my choice, my... But you know what? Say he wants half of that to go do his. Half of that money she's been saving to get himself a tummy.
He didn't have the babies, and she also got the raise.
He didn't get to have the babies. That's the other thing that I think Karen's saying.
He didn't get to have the babies. I mean,
it really is. I know you don't understand. Like, and I think you will understand it when you're a mom. It's like I have admitted this on the air. I am so jealous of that. My wife. My now ex-wife was so bonded to those kids.
Yeah.
From the moment, like she felt every movement. Like
I know this is sounding, you know, but when people say it's a miracle, you are like, it just the feeling is something that I wish men could feel. I wish they could be more connected, but they're like on the out. It's just, I hate that being an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Karen, honestly, you can swing by, pick up your paycheck because you did a great job defending a point there. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Good day, guys.
We don't have time to get to anybody else.
No.
What do the texts look like? What I saw from the calls, and Hack, you can say what happened, but it seemed like when she first presented her argument, she's winning.
Yeah. She was.
And when the money came up,
some people hung up. And then,
a lot of his side.
But also someone saying she saved a lousy $100 per month.
Right.
Is to what it came out to.
And some people
$100
being like,
a month times.
No.
That's $1,200 in 3 years.
Text. I only saw the first sentence.
$3,600. She's a little behind that.
I mean,
she's saving $1,000 a month.
There's a lot of people who are saying what she did wasn't right. Doesn't mean she shouldn't get to do this.
Hit us up at 303-222-5423 or on any of the socials and tell Christine what you think.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.